Well, welcome to the next episode of our podcast, Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science. It is presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It is the sector where food, ag, science, and technology all converge. This week, excited to sit down with Kevin Cavanaugh. Kevin is Director of Research at Bex Hybrids. And Kevin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the podcast, Gary.
Absolutely. Always like to get a little background into individuals and how they, the path they took to get to where they are. And yours, I guess, would be kind of a traditional path, right? You grew up on a farm. You're a Buckeye, right?
Yes, grew up in Northwest Ohio, so on a very small grain farm, had a little bit of livestock. As I was growing up through high school, I was very active in FFA, which really helped out my speaking ability and leadership qualities over time. And my first job off the farm was actually detasseling for a global company over there, and did that and actually enjoyed that. And then my next opportunity was to work for a corn breeding company over near my hometown. And I absolutely fell in love with that. And I knew that, boy, that's the passion that I had. I was 14 years old, knew exactly what I wanted to do.
Yes. Now, you're one of the few people I know who love detasseling. Because I remember doing that myself.
Yeah. A lot of times that isn't viewed as the most glamorous job. But, you know, when you're working on the farm, I was actually getting paid, which felt pretty good.
That's a good thing. And your educational background, you went to two of the finest ag institutions around.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're into plant breeding and you're really focused in plant genetics, then the two best schools is Iowa State and Purdue University. So I got my undergrad in agronomy at Iowa State and then moved to Purdue for master's and PhD, and that's where I met Sonny Beck, and that's where we got started.
Yeah. The Beck story is one of the true, I think, entrepreneurial success stories, not just in the ag biosciences, but just in business in general, and to see the growth of the company in Atlanta, Indiana, and the corporate headquarters and all the exciting things going on there. Interesting. And you just told me this. You were the very first full-time research person hired at Bex, right?
Yes, that's right. So that was back in 1993. So I was the 22nd employee at Bex Hybrids back in 1993. And we were very focused on central Indiana back then. And now we market throughout the Midwest, and we develop products for the entire Midwest. And we have about 90 people now in our research program that it's expanded tremendously.
That is amazing. Talk about that evolution of research and innovation and science as part of the Beck story, going back to when you arrived at the company to where things are today.
Yeah, so to be successful in the research area, you have to develop your corn breeding efforts, and so that's not an overnight project. That's a long-term project, and so we've been working on that for a long time. In 2012, we really invested more heavily in that area, and the reason we wanted to do that is, you probably know, our mantra is to help farmers succeed, and so we wanted to give our farmers more options. We wanted to try to find a little bit more yield, and regionalization of products is really important to Bex Hybrids. So we want to find products that really perform incredibly well in any given region in our marketing area.
Give folks an insight, kind of take them inside the research operation at Bex, because, you know, like I say, everybody knows the Bex name, but I think few understand the level of sophistication when it comes to research and innovation.
Absolutely. There's applied research, so a lot of field research. So we do a tremendous amount of testing, 120 locations around the Midwest. And so we have tremendous experts that work in that area. And then we get down to the molecular level, where we do a lot of gene manipulation. We do a lot of prediction. Genomic prediction is kind of a term that's used quite a bit these days. And so we use that in our breeding program as well to develop high-performing parents that will make great hybrids that work very well for our customers. So there's a wide range of activities that we do in research.
And probably a good example of the careers of the jobs in the ag bioscience space that is you know, really a lot of different areas. As you look at the ability to get talent, because that's what every company, no matter what sector it is after that great talent. Talk about that search for talent. You've got Purdue University right in the backyard, but how you go about recruiting talent.
Right. So there's a couple different things that we really focus on. First of all, there's been a lot of consolidation in the industry, and so that's actually given us a lot of opportunities to gather talent. But it's about having talent, but it's also making sure that they fit into our culture as well. So culture at Beck's Hybrids is really important. They have to understand that, you know, we're a family-owned company. We want to make sure that we provide our customers with high-performing products at a great price with tremendous value. And so if they understand that culture, they're going to be very successful at Beck's. So we really look at two things when we're recruiting people. Are they talented? Can they work on the competency that we want to hire them for? But then also, and almost more importantly, do they fit the culture of Beck's Hybrids?
Yeah. I want to ask you, too, about cooperating. From the research side, are you cooperating, collaborating with other seed companies and use their genetics in your products, but you also have your own breeding research program? Is that how it works?
Yeah, a little bit about that. So Beck's Hybrids is a very collaborative company, and so we like to have products that we invent ourselves, mm-hmm. but we're also maybe smart enough to realize that we're not going to invent everything ourselves. And mm-hmm. so being very collaborative gives us access to a tremendous amount of genetics and germplasm that our customers need. And one of the things that we spend a lot of time talking about is choices for our customers. We want our customers to have a lot of different choices. And so when we collaborate with others to license genetics from them and also technology, we can build what I call an all-star lineup, some really high-performing products from a lot of different camps, including our own.
You touched on this earlier about the applied research, about field research and the focus that Beck's puts on field research on seed varieties, hybrids, and that you share openly with your farm customers. It's called Practical Farm Research. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we have six locations around our marketing area, and they're focused on doing agronomic studies, and sometimes they're related to seed, but many times they're not even related to seed. It's about helping farmers be successful. So we're doing all sorts of different studies, fungicide application, when to put on those fungicides, you know, helping farmers make good, strong agronomic decisions. And so then we publish a 400-page book in the fall that talks about all these different studies, but we've learned to focus that in. And so we have what we call PFR proven or practical farm research proven products. So those are our practices or products that have been proven to give economic advantages for three consecutive years. So those are the ones that we really drill down on and tell our customers, you know, you really need to be focused on these. And all that research, you know, mm-hmm. even though it has a cost to the company, we find that our customers really value that. And so we offer that at no charge to our customers.
Wow. Kevin, data, of course, is at the heart of the ag bioscience sector. Really, all industries are so focused on big data these days. Beck's uses what you call the farm server platform to make data available to farmers. What's the farm server all about?
Yeah, so the farm server is a precision ag platform. And so, as you mentioned, technology and data really are driving a lot of our decisions today. So what we do at Beck's Hybrids is we have this in-house software program that our customers use, and they're very excited about it because they can capture their yield data in there. They can store their soil information to make sure that they get nutrients put on at the right place and the right amount. They can we can recommend hybrids from the farm server program to get the right hybrid on the right field with the right population, and all those prescriptions can be written inside Farm Server to maximize performance on their farm.
Yeah. As we wrap up, as you look at the future of the ag biosciences, the future of Beck's in Indiana, talk about doing business in a state like Indiana with the assets that are here, whether it's Purdue, whether it's Agrinovis, which is combining so many great assets from around the state of Indiana. In terms of doing business in the ag bioscience space in Indiana, is it an advantage to be in a state like Indiana?
Yeah, from my perspective, there's huge advantages for being in the state of Indiana. So, you know, you mentioned some of the assets that we have. There's a lot of resources that are here in central Indiana. And so it gives us a tremendous opportunity to collaborate. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Beck's is about collaborating. So we have collaborations, you know, around the world, but focused here in Indiana. There's a lot of seed industry in this area where we utilize a lot of technology. So we're very fortunate to be placed right here in Indiana. That's our home area.
Kevin Cavanaugh is the Director of Research at Beck's Hybrids. Kevin, thank you for joining us. Thank you
You're welcome. Your
insights into the ag bioscience space and all you do here in the state of Indiana. And thank you for joining us today, this week, on the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast, a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And before we sign off this week, Agrinovis has opened registration for a very important event. It's 2019 Ag Bioscience Innovation Summit. It will be held held November 20th. And this year I'll be joining as a featured speaker and certainly excited to be a part of that. A lot of great speakers at that event. To learn more and to register for the November 20th Ag Bioscience Innovation Summit, just visit agrinovusindiana.com/summit. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.